Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, good afternoon. Welcome to the Elohim Radio Hour. Boy, oh boy, we are back here for another virtual. And I'm so glad that we're here. This is the Elohim Radio Hour at Sunday at 3 p.m. The topic of today will be health. And why why did King James bring the Bible instead of an army in the 1600s to the New World? Boy, that's a great question. Naturally, every broadcast we always start off with love, because love is the key to this whole thing. And until we understand about love and what love is, it's very difficult for us to come together as a group, come together as a tribe, as a family, whatever you're calling yourself. We have to understand what love is first, and that's paramount to everything that we're doing. Well, love is the act that makes others feel good. And this is something that you and your mate need to sit down and talk about, or you and your friends or your children. If you're committing an act and you know it's not going to make the other person feel good, don't commit the act, because that's going to draw up emotions from the negative point of view, and that's not what you want, okay? Now, we're not going to talk a long time about love. I'll just hit that just a little bit. Normally the first Sunday of the month, we go into the whole I love thing as far as the heart having a neural network and speaking to the brain and the whole nine yards. Those of you who are not familiar with that, the internet's out there, YouTube, Google, you can find this information out. Most of the things that I'm going to be talking to you about and telling you, you can literally Google and find it out. So if you're in a position where you're not getting good information, you can't seem to find good information, then you need to begin accessing the internet and start doing a little research. Get your head out of the games and go and find out some things for yourself, okay? Now, the first thing we have to talk about is what's wrong with the 3-meal-a-day diet. They come up with that diet. Why they come up with a 3-meal-a-day diet is beyond me, because the 3-meal-a-day diet absolutely don't work. Most of us, by the time we're 40, we're on some type of medication. Dead by the time we're 60, 65. That's most of us. And the doctors are having the same amount of luck. So what's wrong with this 3-meal-a-day diet? Well, according to my research, the body takes anywhere from 68 to 90 nutrients a day. And I've discussed this before. We're going to talk about this for a few minutes. If you're baking a cake and one or two of the ingredients is missing, that cake is not going to come out right. It's going to come out lopsided, crooked, or whatever. And it's not going to be in the best interest of the baker if all the ingredients are not there. Well, your system works the same way. It takes in 68 to almost 90 nutrients every day. And the key to eating properly is when you sit down to eat, get all of the nutrients in at the same time. This way your body can begin making those perfect cells, because you know that every 7 years, the body replaces every cell. Now, if the body is replacing it with good cells or bad cells, it's up to you on what you're eating. If you're not eating all of the nutrients at the same time when you sit down, it's like making a cake. All the ingredients aren't there to make that perfect cell, okay? So, and if you don't put all those ingredients in at the same time, the body's going to make defective cells. So every 7 years, when it does that, you know, the system is going to get worse and worse and worse. And by the time you're 45, going on 50, you're on some type of medication, either for high blood pressure, diabetes, or something. You got some children that are diabetic as early as 30 years old. Does it make sense? Because the body is a perfect machine. And all you have to do is feed it properly, and it will do exactly what it's supposed to do. So that's what's wrong with the 3-meal-a-day diet, because they got you set up eating your meals in partials, so that what you need to digest the first part of the meal is not there until you get to the second part of the meal. So your body is struggling trying to digest the eggs and bacon or whatever you want to eat, what they call them, breakfast. And then when you get to lunch, their system's already out of whack because now you're trying to digest meat and sandwiches and stuff, and you still don't have all the ingredients. That's the first meal, but the first meal's already been digested. Now you're on a second meal, and you still don't have all the proper nutrients there to digest that meal. But then you go to dinner, and you got this big old steak and two vegetables, and it's still missing what you eat from this morning to go with the nutrients to make that perfect cell. So the three-meal-a-day diet doesn't work, okay? Now, you can eat three meals a day, but each time you sit down and eat, you should get all of the nutrients in when you eat. That's the problem with the three-meal-a-day diet. You're not getting all of the nutrients that you're supposed to have when you sit down to eat. And that's the biggest problem with the three-meal-a-day diet. Now, you can research and check things out for yourself. Don't take what I say first value. You got the internet. Google this stuff up and you can learn for yourself. Some of the information is hard to come by because the pharmaceutical industry wants you sick. Pharmaceutical industry wants you on some type of medication. They want you sick about something. They don't care what it is as long as you're sick. So some information is kind of hard to come by, okay? Now, my next thing is, what's wrong with eating flesh? Now, people say flesh. Why do I say flesh? Well, you know, I deal with the Bible a lot because the Bible is a very important book for me because I understand it. It makes so much sense when I read it. It tells you in the beginning that fruits and vegetables were given to you for meat, okay? They done flipped the script. They got you calling flesh meat, thinking that it's okay in the Bible because the Bible said eat meat, that you can eat meat. But meat is, and flesh is two different things. Meat is the fruits and vegetables coming from the vines that you're supposed to be eating. That's what was given to you for meat. Go check it out. Read it for yourself. It's right there in the first book of Genesis when they were in the garden and told them what they should eat. But they're flipping the script on you. They're making you think that you should be eating one thing when you're not supposed to be eating that. And flesh carries a whole lot of parasites. It's loaded with formaldehyde. And those of you who are not familiar with formaldehyde destroys the upper digestive system. They use formaldehyde in wood, making plywood and things of that nature. You know, formaldehyde is terrible. But flesh has naturally occurring formaldehyde. Some fruit do too. The flesh has naturally occurring formaldehyde, and the longer the flesh sits in the refrigerator or the freezer, the greater amount of formaldehyde that's built up in the flesh. So if you're going to eat flesh, you need to eat it very sparingly, okay? Not eat it that much because it's really not good for you. The protein from the animal is not a good protein for you to have. There's so many other sources of protein that you can get that it's just unbelievable. One thing they tell you to keep eating flesh is that, well, the vegetables don't make vitamin B12, and the body don't make vitamin B12. Well, that's not true. The body does make vitamin B12, but it only makes it during certain hours. So if they're checking for the body making vitamin B12 at the wrong time, they're going to see that it doesn't make vitamin B12. But if you check it at the right time, the body does make vitamin B12. They had me thrown off with that one for a long time because I'm buying vegan vitamin B12 off the internet and all that, not realizing that the body does make vitamin B12. But in order for the body to produce what you need, you have to begin putting the correct stuff in there, okay? Now, my next thing is, what's wrong with eating grass? Say, do we eat grass? A lot of you don't know it, but you eat grass every day. Now, what grass are you eating? Rice is grass. Wheat is grass. All that flour that you're eating comes from grass. Corn is grass. Those things are back the Egyptians. They were great horticulturalists. They figured out how to increase the yield from the grass. They were feeding it to the animals. So once they increased the yield, if the animals can eat it, humans can eat it too. So they started to feed their underlings like they were feeding their livestock, and it was easier to feed the millions and thousands of people with the grass than the regular vegetables and fruit and stuff that the higher kings and everybody else was eating. So that's the diet that they have you on now. They have you on a livestock diet. Now, think about this for a second. As I talk on this program, what I'm trying to do is improve your thought process. Well, maybe not improve, but give you a different thought process, a way of thinking about what you're doing, because the 1% really don't want you to think along the lines that we're talking about right now, okay? So it's all about the thought process that you're under. And right now, if you think about everything that you, especially in the fast food stores, going to fast food stores, McDonald's, Geno's, all those places, everything that you're eating is either grass-related or grass itself. Think about it for a second. What do the cows eat? Grass. What do the chickens eat? Corn. Okay. And most of the livestock are eating some type of grass or grass derivative. And when you eat the livestock, you're eating grass. You're eating something that's grown from the grass. Okay. Now, when you go and you get your French fries, okay, that's the only thing that's not a grass derivative, but French fries are high in formaldehyde. It's a nitrified vegetable. So you're destroying your upper digestive system with foods that are high in formaldehyde. So they, you know, you get your cheese. I mean, the only thing that's really edible in these stores is the salad. You know, I go into the store sometimes, sit down, I want to sit down and eat, but I eat a salad. That's all I can eat in those stores because everything else is from the grass, all right? Now, if you have to have some grass, I would suggest that you eat brown rice. Now, brown rice is not too bad for the system, but it's still grass, but I would recommend the brown rice. And I would stay away from flesh altogether if you can. If you can't, stay away from the red meat, any type of red meat. Just stop eating it. You know, you want the animal protein, but just get off the red meat as soon as you can. Eat the chicken, the turkey, and some seafood. But you got to watch eating seafood, too, because of the mercury that's in the water. These people, they're screwing up the planet. They're screwing up the water, screwing up the air, they're screwing up everything. So when you try to eat properly, it's hard, you know. Now, I'm having trouble with the vegetables because the vegetables are supposed to be really, really good for you, and they are, but Monsanto is going crazy with the vegetables. And right now, they're selling Monsanto vegetables in some stores as organic because Congress didn't pass the law where Monsanto has to label organic food as GMO food, genetically modified food as genetically modified. And Monsanto has genetically modified food on the shelf as organic. Okay? So they're making it very difficult to eat the vegetables. So when you're on a strict vegetable diet, it will make you age quicker. Make you age very quickly. You get to about 60, 70 years old, and you start looking very, very old. It's because of the genetically modified vegetables that you're eating, and you think you're vegan doing real good. Unless you're growing the food yourself, it's very difficult to get what you're supposed to have, you know? Now the next thing is, how does nutrition work? This is something that I'd like to get into a little bit more of, how actually nutrition works, because we don't actually do a study of nutrition ourselves, so we don't really know how things work. But all of the food that you eat, as I said earlier, work in conjunction with each other to make sure that you're creating a perfect cell, right? Now, protein. Protein constitutes part of the structure of every cell, such as muscle, blood, and bone, and supports growth and maintains healthy body cells and it constitutes part of the enzymes, some hormones, and blood flows and antibodies that increase resistance to infection. So protein is very good. It helps resist infection. Now, what they have for protein is meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. So they list all these proteins from flesh, but dried beans and peas, there's other types of things that you can get protein from too. What people don't understand is that a lot of fruit have protein in it. I just figured this out not too long ago. A lot of fruit have protein in it, and you can eat that. Now you have carbohydrates, right? That supplies energy so that the protein can be used for growth and maintenance of the body cells. Unrefined proteins such as fiber for regular elimination acts as fat utilization. Okay? Now, I hope you're still hearing my phone. It's ringing on the hook. I don't know why people call me during this time. So, in other words, what I'm saying is that carbohydrate helps the protein, and the protein helps the carbohydrate. They're working together, all right? This is what you have to understand. The food works together, and if you have, you're getting a lot of carbohydrates and no protein, then you got a problem. You're getting a lot of protein, no carbohydrates, then you got a problem. You see what I'm saying? Because they work together. I'm going to read the carbohydrates again. It supplies energy so that protein can be used for growth and maintenance of body cells. Unrefined products supply fiber for regular elimination, assist in fat utilization. This is what the carbohydrates does, right? Now, we need fat. Fat constitutes part of the structure of every cell and supplies essential fatty acids, provides and carries fat-soluble vitamins. Now, the fat carries the vitamins in different parts of the body. I mean, all these things constantly work together. Now, the carbohydrates comes in cereal, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruit, and vegetables, as far as the carbohydrates are concerned. Your fat comes from shortening, oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing, and fatty meats. A lot of people be cutting the fat off the meat, but I don't eat flesh. See, they say meat, and they do that purposely. As I said earlier in the show, in the Bible, we're not supposed to eat flesh because it said that all of the vegetables and herbs were given to you for meat. They flipped the script. And they described the flesh as meat, but flesh is not meat. Flesh is flesh. You know, they do things to get you off your game, you know, so that they can literally make money off of you, okay? Now, we got vitamin A, which is retinol. It assists formation or maintenance of skin and mucous membrane that line the body, cavities and tracts such as nasal passages and the intestinal tract, thus increases resistance to infection, functions and visual processes, and forms of visual purple, thus promoting healthy eye tissue and eye adaption and dim light. This is your vitamin A, which is retinol. Okay? Now, they say you get this from liver, carrots, sweet potatoes, greens, green, yellow, or orange vegetables and fruit. The reason I'm going through this is because you can hear that all of these things work together in conjunction with each other to help create that perfect cell. Now, if you sit down and eat and you don't have all the stuff when you sit down and eat, then how are you creating a perfect cell? Then you have fiber, which is vitamin B1, okay? It aids in utilization of energy, okay? It functions as part of the coenzyme to promote and utilization of carbohydrates, promotes normal appetite, contributes to normal functions of the nervous system. See how one thing ties into the other? So when you sit down with that 3-meal-a-day diet, you're not getting all the proper nutrients when you sit down to eat. So over a period of time, your body's not making that perfect cell. It's like ingredients is missing for the cake. The cake ain't coming out right. And after about the when you get to be about 40 or 50 years old, your system starts breaking down, and you wonder why. You've been making imperfect cells for the last 40 or 50 years, okay? Then you got riboflavin, which is vitamin B2. It aids in the utilization of energy. functions as part of the program in the production of energy within body cells, promotes healthy skin, eye, and clear vision. Vitamin B1 you get from, they say, lean pork, nut, fortified cereal products, okay? So nuts also carry a lot of protein as well as the flesh. I'm saying flesh instead of meat, okay? Because flesh is flesh and meat is meat and meat is not flesh. They flip the script on us so that we can be sick and pharmaceutical companies having a good time with us, okay? And the niacin, that's coming from liver, meat, say meat again, poultry, fish, peanuts, fortified cereal products. They want you eating flesh. So they don't even use the word flesh no more. They use meat because in the beginning you were given herbs and vegetables for meat, not flesh. So they know exactly what they're doing when they switch these terms up and have you eating the wrong food, okay? Now we're talking about calcium. Calcium combines with other minerals within a protein framework to give structure and strength to bones and teeth, assist in blood clotting, okay, functions in normal muscle contraction, and relaxation and normal nerve transmission. Normal nerve transmission. That's very important. You need to Google nerve transmission and what that means and what that's all about. I mean, I would get into it, but you need to really start doing some of the research yourself. You got to get into it and look around, find what's going on, the aging, utilization of energy. And now for calcium, you've got milk, yogurt, cheese, sardines, salmon with bones, collards, kale, mustard, and turnip greens. Now, the slaves who were here really knew what they was doing, and they took that weed that's called a collard green and started eating it. If you look up what's in a collard green, it will blow your mind what's in a collard green. A collard green is a very powerful vegetable, although it is a weed, okay? Then they're talking about iron. Iron aids in utilization of energy. It combines with protein to form hemoglobin, the red substance in blood that carries oxygen and carbon dioxide from the cells and prevents nutritional anemia and its accompanying fatigue. This is iron. And you see how, as I'm reading this, it's telling you how one thing works with the other. This is the point that I'm trying to make. This is why I'm going through this today completely, because normally I only read one or two, and I keep on moving, but I want to go through the whole thing so that, you know, you would get a better message as to what I'm talking about, you know. When I talk about your body, it's like an oven. You put that food in there, it starts breaking down, and it wants to make the perfect cell. Every 7 years, every cell is being replaced. And if you're not getting everything that you're supposed to, when you sit down and eat, then you're not making the perfect cell. You have you're making imperfect cells. So by the time you're 50 or 60, your body is breaking down. Talk to anybody that you know. Most people that you know that are 50 or 60 years old are on some type of medication, high blood pressure, diabetes. They're on something. They're on something. I know guys that's in their late 60s that are on dialysis because their kidneys are shut down. And it's just amazing, you know. Cancer is a meat derivative. So if you get too much pain, I'm saying I use the term meat. It's psychological. They got us all tricked up. Cancer is a flesh. It's a protein derivative, which comes from eating a lot of flesh, too much flesh. Okay, and the body creates something to destroy this protein, but it also eats the body as well, which is cancer. So you have to monitor your protein intake. Here's the normal diet that they tell us. You get up in the morning, get a couple of eggs, and you get some bacon, you get some bread, buy some milk or whatever, and some cereal, and you're out the door. That's all protein. You know, two eggs alone, enough protein to carry you for the whole day. Let alone with the bacon. Then you get the then you go to lunch. You get some meat on a sandwich and some lettuce and tomatoes on. That's more protein. Then you go to dinner. You get a big slice of steak with two vegetables. That's more protein. That's too much protein. The body only needs 26 grams of protein per day. That's it. 26 grams. One scoop of tuna fish will give you 26 grams of protein. That's for the whole day. Now they got you eating all this protein. Why? They're scientists. They know exactly what they're doing. The pharmaceutical company wants to make the money. Now think about this. The doctors aren't healing you. They're diagnosing what's wrong with you, and then they prescribe the medicine from the pharmaceutical company to effect a cure. They don't want to cure you, but to effect some type of relief on the symptoms that you're showing. So they're not healers now. They've turned the healing over to the pharmaceutical industry. Now, I don't suggest anybody take the stuff that the doctors are giving you to heal whatever you have. If you got diabetes, look, simple. Quarter teaspoon cinnamon and a little bit of water twice a day, every day for a few months, diabetes is gone. It's just really, really simple, okay? You got cancer, all you have to do is get a teaspoon of lemon, teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, and a teaspoon of honey. Every day, twice a day, your cancer will go away. I mean, it seems simple. Why ain't everybody doing it? Because they got you convinced that you need chemo and radiation and chemo is worse than the cancer. Check anybody. I don't care if the rich and the famous or the poor. Once they get on that chemo, after 5 to 7 years, they're leaving it, okay? The only thing that saves them is they begin to switch their diet, all right? I just lost a sister last week to cancer. 3 years I've been trying to get her to change her diet. She wouldn't change, okay? They loaded up with the chemo, and they gave her so much chemo that they just said, we ain't giving her no more chemo. They just sent her home to die. That's what they did. And I was so mad. Not at the doctors. I'm mad at her because he just wouldn't listen. We had been programmed so that these people can make tons of money off us and what we're doing. And that's what's going on right now. So I'm bringing this health segment so that you can begin to see what's going on. You don't need a lot of remedy if you're sick. You just need to change your diet, do your own research. The only difference between you and the doctor is the books you've read. They're reading medical books, you're reading storybooks, okay? They're on a computer figuring out how their body works. You're on a computer playing games with I forget the names of the game machines that they get out there, but you're playing games on a machine where they're playing with the body trying to figure out what's going on. That's the only difference is how you're spending your time, you know? And a lot of us are just wasting our time. I mean, kind of unbelievable how much time we actually waste when it comes down to our health and what we're supposed to be eating and what we're supposed to be doing. It says in the Bible, physician, heal thyself. I talk about the Bible a lot because it's one of the most powerful books that has ever been written by your ancestors as black people. I use the term black, okay? Some people don't like the term black, but I use the term black. But when you want to know what black means to me, you can't look it up in Webster. You can't look it in Black's Law Dictionary from 1 to 10. None of the editions will give you what black means to me because we've changed the definition of it. It's a term of endearment to those that have been persecuted by white folks. That's what it means to me. For anybody that's out there being persecuted by white folks, when I say black, then we're on the same boat, we're on the same page, all right? I'm not trying to call you a race or anything like that, but you have been persecuted, you have been almost genocide. You know, well, they can't kill us. It's just, they can't wipe us out. That's an impossibility. But it's not from lack of trying, okay? Monsanto, GMO products, they're even putting stuff in the water, okay? They got stuff on in the water. Now, we're going to have to start purifying the water sooner or later because they made a movie about that. It's called Three the Hard Way. where they were trying to, the three black guys was trying to keep the white folks from putting stuff in the water that would knock us off, okay? And this is what they're doing right now. They're putting stuff in your water. Formaldehyde is designed to keep you docile. The Germans used to give formaldehyde to the American prisoners to keep them docile, to keep them from rising up. Formaldehyde is no good for you, but they're pumping it into water because you're not doing the research. You have to do your own due diligence. You have to do the research yourself, okay, to find out what's going on. You can live. My goal is to live till I'm 200. Now, I'm 70 years old right now, okay? So I got 130 more years to go, which is fine. People say you're getting old. Yes, I intend to get a whole lot older. I'm just beginning, you know? But I have to do the research. I have to do the study. Now, here's one other thing before we go to the commercial. Once you eat, I'm going to list five vegetables that have 60-something nutrients in them if you eat them all at the same time. You got broccoli, collard greens, Brussels sprouts, green peas, and green peas and string beans. Now, you got green beans and you got string beans. So you look for the string beans. The string beans got more nutrients in it than the green beans. You say, well, ain't they both the same? No, they're two different vegetables. Okay, but you have to really search for the green beans because you have to really search for the string beans because most people are selling the green beans and it's hard to get the string beans, okay? but like I said, you have to do your own research. You have to look. Stop wasting your time on a lot of things that the 1% is pushing down to you and start spending your time on things that's going to enhance you. The message that we're given on this show is to enhance you as an individual, and I'm not concerned about your groups. It's to enhance you as an individual, okay? Now, this is the Elohim Radio Show. We're on Sunday at 3 p.m. Our full effort time, U.S., and you can call us at 646-564-988 and press 1 if you want to give a shout out, stuff like that. And the way the show is run, we talk for half an hour. And then I give the commercial, and then we go on to the next topic. But during that time, I'll open the mics. If you have a question or want to make a comment, you can. If you have a show or you're doing something that I don't know about that's good for the people and you want to let people know where you are, if you have a church or whatever, then you can give your address and your name or your phone or whatever you want to do so that people can find you, okay? Now, I have a CD on the market. It's a gospel. I do mostly gospel music, okay? I can do any kind of music because I'm majoring in music. But right now, I like gospel, so that's what I'm doing, gospel. And I have a gospel CD on the market called Jesus is Coming, okay? Now, the question is, how is he coming? Are he going to come the same way he came the first time through the goddess's womb? So you sisters out there, be mindful of what you're doing and how you're treating your body because we need these babies. If we're going to get out of this mess, it's going to be one of these children that's going to get out of this mess. Now, in order to check out my CD, you can go to CD Baby/CD Elohim Christ 2. That's the number 2, okay? So check it out. And I also have a book on the market. It's Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2. I didn't put out Part 1 because there's too much information in that one. I don't want the 1% to get it yet, just yet, but I'm going to put it out soon. So Tyrannical Scriptures, Part 2 is on the market, and you can also go to CD Baby and you get that as well, okay? now, after this show, and if you want more information, you can call me from 9 to 5. That's at TCCA at 215-294-0223. Okay, that's from 9 to 5. Now, after this show, we have another show coming on. It's the Will I Am show. I like Brother talking about everything under the sun. He's very knowledgeable. He's like a walking encyclopedia. I like listening to him myself, you know, because he's so knowledgeable about what he's saying. And I like the way he's coming from because almost everything that he says is actually in the Bible. But the Bible is written in code, so most of us don't understand exactly how to read to decipher what's in the Bible, okay? Now, his number, he comes on at 4 o'clock, 4 o'clock Central Time. His number is 218 632-0460. Now, the PIN number is 726-47687. Now, you might wonder why I give these commercials out like this, because we're supposed to be supporting each other. I'm talking the talk, now I'm walking the walk. They don't have to call a show or anything. They don't have to spend nothing for me to give a shout out, because I like what they're saying. So I'm supporting brothers because they're doing some really good work out there, okay? I also like to give a shout out to Horace Butler for his Black History book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands our history and he helps fill in a lot of the missing pieces, okay? And we have the Legacy of a Nation show hosted by Brother Mack and Son, which comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time. They talk about Black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 347-677-1533. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual advisor. She comes on every Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday at 10:30 p.m. And the call-in number for her show is 347-215-8040, okay? You can also get to her website, NikkiLaWunam.com. That Wunam throws me a little bit, but it's W-U-N-O-M. NikkiLaWunam.com, and you can find out more about her show, okay? We also like to give a shout out to the Black Cross Militia, Division 178, the 53rd Drive in Philadelphia. And boy, do we need our own nurses. I mean, we need somebody to take care of us that we can trust, because I really don't trust going to these hospitals. That's headed by Bastina Muhammad. That call number is 215-796-0366, okay? We got RBG Industries. Now, they make those flags, red, black, and green, for those of you who are in struggle and want to get a few things to help out as far as the struggle is concerned. That's RBG Industries. He designs clothes. He makes buttons or whatever you need. He can make it for you. That number is 609-638-5828. I would like to give a shout out to Thomas Thornton, who writes under the name of Yesterday's Child. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google CD Babies and type in Yesterday's Child, and you can check out his music. And if you want more information about his music, you can just dial 267-259-4077, and that will take you right to him. Now, I have one brother that's actually, he lives right down the street from me. He just put out a CD. It's called the name of the group. It's called the Heaven Bound Singers, and man, it sounds like you're in heaven when you listen to these guys. They're really, really good. They just released a new CD. The album is called Reflections. And for more information about that album, you can just all to book the group, because they're still performing. And I've checked them out. These guys are really, really good. Just call Patrick at 215-407-1419. And find out where they're playing at. And you really can treat yourself with this. I go to gospel shows because I don't like to be around the bars and the smoking and the drinking. So when I want to hear some music or hear some good singing and stuff, I go to the churches, you know. And when I go in, I pay just like I'm going to a show, you know. I just don't like the bar scene and the clubs and stuff like that. So that's why I go to church, to get my little entertainment on, you know. System just went. I hope y'all can still hear me. I also like to give a shout out to our naturopathic healers and doctors, Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7055, and Dr. Bill, his number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and you're not calling one of these specialists, you deserve to be sick. No, I don't think nobody deserves to be sick. But but we think that you should give these guys a call. So don't worry. Be healthy. Okay. Now we get into the next aspect of the show, which is, which is why. Okay, I got people calling in, so it might mean that the show went down. Let me check real quick to see if you can still hear what's going on out there. Because every now and then, when everything gets going really good, something happens. Oh, no, we're still broadcasting. Okay, so... okay, I'm just trying to find out why we went down here. But I'm still broadcasting, so everything's okay. So we're not going to worry about that, okay? Okay, so I'm going to keep broadcasting. The only thing is I can't open up the mics right now because the system's shut down. So the next thing that we're talking about is why did King James, and I think about this for a minute, okay? Why did King James in the 1600s come here with the Bible, okay, and not an army? What is so important about the Bible that he would bring that? Okay, we're back up. That he would bring that instead of an army. Now, you know, you got to think about this. This Bible. Now, people are throwing this Bible in the trash. They don't want to read it no more. This book was written by black people, okay? Melanated people, whatever you want to call yourselves out there. You know, I use the term black, but whatever you want to call yourselves, these people were, this book was written for, by your ancestors for you. Now, the European, once he read what was coming out of this book, took and created a powerful nation. But yet, you're throwing it in the trash. They've taken everything of yours, everything that you have done, everything that you have constructed, everything that you have made, and they built nations with it. But yet, they have got you so confused and so tricked up that you think that the Bible is a worthless piece of nothing. And I was on one show, and brother said the only thump he heard was when he threw the Bible in the trash and heard the thump. And I'm saying to myself, how little he knew about what the ancestors really tried to leave us. They wrote the book in code, okay? Now, the European translating the Bible is like a scholar 2,000 years ago trying to translate what our children are saying on the rap records. It ain't going to work. The translations that you're getting from the European is whack. They have no idea about the slang dialect that we used back then. They don't know what's going on. Anytime they use make in terms with man, you know they don't know how to translate what's going on. The Bible is so powerful. Look what Constantine, when he realized St. Maurice, when he realized what St. Maurice had and what he was doing, he switched and joined St. Maurice's side, because St. Maurice was a black general who was in charge of Rome's army, you know. And when he realized that, when St. Maurice realized that he was going up against his own people, he decided he wanted to fight him. And Constantine, once Constantine's brother took over control over Rome, Constantine had no choice. He looked at St. Maurice and how much the people, his army, loved Constantine. He said, what the world was going on here? So he switched over to what Constantine was doing. They weren't called Christians. They were called Gnostics at the time. For those of you who don't really understand where Christianity came from, it didn't come from Yahshua ben Bedir and his followers, okay? I'm just going to throw that out there. But so he switched over, and he went back into Rome, right, took the information coming from Constantine and built the Roman Empire. You understand what I'm saying? This is the Bible they were using. But yet, you're throwing it in the trash. What have they done to you? How have they programmed your mind to make you think that something that they're using to build nations is worthless? Just think about it. It's the thought process. They're giving you a thought process where they can steal all your information. They're in Kemet right now, stealing everything they can find. They're not only in Kemet, they're all over the world trying to steal the information that melanated people have developed. You know, especially when you come down to the Twa and the Dogons and what was going on with them, the portals that they were using, they're everywhere stealing from you. And you won't even study your own history. You won't even study what's going on, you know. It's just amazing, the concept of what the Moors come through from Mauritania, where they began at, which was called Taiji at the time, and how they migrated and built and conquered so much all the way across the world. But you don't know about this. You're not doing no research. You're disregarding your ancestral history because somebody's telling you that only thing that's going on in Africa is little people running around with spears. This is what they're teaching in school. They got this one white boy called Tarzan beating up whole tribes of Africans by himself. You know? This is what they're doing to you. Follow what I'm saying? This is how they're getting you so thrown off. And it's the subliminal seduction that they're putting in your mind. Now, the mics are open, so all you have to do is hit one. If you want to make a comment or say something, just hit one. And the mics are working right now. Oh, before I get going, I want everybody that's on the air, and I thank you so much for calling in, because, you know, if I'm calling in and nobody's on the airwaves, it makes you think, well, maybe I was just talking to myself, but I'm not. Okay, and I appreciate you calling in and letting us know what's going on, okay? Now, the ancestors, okay? Now, here's something that you have to think about. I'm just trying to give you different thought processes, because they have you in a certain thought process, and the thought process you're under is mostly in a slavery type of mindset, okay? If you have an architect, and the architect is around, you can tell he's here because buildings are going up. Buildings are being built. But if you have a person that talk like an architect and don't know nothing about architecture, he'll be there forever and no buildings will go up. You have people that are architects of freedom, okay? But we're not free. So that means that everybody that's come along is talking like an architectural freedom person, but they're not. Because if they, I mean, they're talking like they're architects of freedom, but they're not architectural freedom builders. That's why we're still stuck in this mindset that we're in. If they were coming to bring us freedom, we would be free. So they're not architects. They just sound like architects. They sound good. Think about all the leaders that have came from back then till now. Why aren't we free? Because they weren't architectural buildings of freedom. They just talk like architectural buildings of freedom. When the architect is here, you know it because buildings are going up. If they were architectures of freedom, you would know it because we would be free. And we're not free right now. So something's wrong with the thought process that you're locking into and following. The worst thing you can do right now, I know this is going to affect a lot of people in an adverse way, the worst thing you can do right now is follow the leader. You don't need leadership. That's what I liked about Jesus. He never talked about leadership because he relates himself to the least people. He's about humbleness and all that kind of stuff. Never talked about leadership in the Bible because you don't need a leader. Once you know how to get across the street, why did you vote for somebody to come and take you across the street? It don't make sense. You know how to get across the street. You don't need anybody to hold your hand while you walk across the street. Who knows more about what you and your tribe need? I use the word tribe instead of family. That's for a reason. I'll explain it in a minute. Who knows more about what your tribe needs than you? Do you think Hillary Clinton know more about what you're going through than you do? I don't think so. Bernie Sanders don't know about what you're going through than you do. No, they don't. You know more about what you're going through than you do, and you are in a better position to affect change on what you're going through than anybody else on the planet. This is why leadership is the problem. We're looking for these doggone leaders, and they're passing things down to their families and all this kind of stuff, and the people are broke and never getting free because they talk like architects, but they're not. Jesus said a man is known by the work that he do. Watch what they're doing. They keep talking about freedom. Think about it. I'm talking about now, you know, I'm talking about all of them that has came. If we were free, one of them, you can say that one of them was an architect. Since none of them thought about our freedom, none of them were an architect. I don't care how great you think they was or how many followers they had. It doesn't matter. You know, blind leading the blind. That's what's been going on. But they talk good. They sound good. Something is wrong with this picture. The real architects are coming. Where are they coming from? They're coming out of the goddess's wounds. They're coming, and they're going to bring about freedom, okay? Now, some of them are here now, ready to make a change. Some of them are here now fighting, trying to get through, but it's hard for them to get in because we're so used to listening to people that talk like architects, but when the real architect comes along, he sounds a little strange. He sounds a little weird because you're used to the people who talk like architects are not really architects, and they're not building you towards your freedom. That's what's going on, okay? We talk about the systems that we're used to using, Kemet and all that kind of stuff. That's fine. Okay, Will.i.am said something on one of his shows that I thought was pretty good. He asked a question. Were we moving forward or were we moving backward? I thought it was a good question, okay? The only state of existence, as Brother Mack alluded to when he called in, the only state of existence is in the present. So now if you're constantly thinking about what you had and what you did and what you could or would have, hindsight, you're moving backward. If you're thinking about what you're going to build and where you're going, you're moving forward. Okay? It's all about the thought process. So what are you thinking about every day? Are you thinking about what you're going to need for the future, or are you thinking about what you missed because you had in the past? That will tell you whether you're going backwards or forward, okay? All right? It's a thought process. See what I'm saying? This is what we're trying to do. We're trying to increase. We're giving you a message so that it will activate your DNA. We can't teach you. I can't teach anybody anything. That's not what this is about. Everything that I'm saying is in your DNA. There's nothing new under the sun. So you already have all the information that I could ever say. You already got it. But what I'm doing is giving you the thought process to activate your DNA so that this information will begin to pop out of you because it's in you. I'm trying to get you to the point that you can – that you will allow it to come out because it's already there, okay? I'm a messenger. That's all I am. That's all I can ever be. I can't be your teacher, your leader, or nothing like that there because it's not the role I'm trying to play. You don't need leaders, right? You can lead yourself. How does that work? When you need something, let's say you're just hungry. You know, you don't go pick up the phone or call nobody, call no leader to come feed you. You get up, you go downstairs, and you feed. You lead yourself to the food so you can lead yourself to the promised land. You can lead yourself to freedom. And if enough people have the right thought process to move towards freedom, look for a way to build that freedom. Because right now, we listen to those who are talking like architects and they're not. And it's really messing us up as a group, as a people, right on down the line. The first thing I think, and I've said it a few times, and I'm listening and beginning to catch on because I'm starting to hear it other places, okay? 99%. 1% cannot control the 99% if they're all on the same page. Stop thinking in terms of yourself being one of the 99%. Forget about black and white and Africa and Egypt and all those other places, and France and Italy and all that, because you are greater than any mass of light on this planet. You're greater than the planet. So stop thinking about all those things because they're using all of those things to divide you, to keep you separate. Right now, you can't find 1% of the 99% that's working together to get anything done because the 1% have you so divided and confused, you don't really know what's up. So forget about all that madness. Just be one of the 99%. Just be one of the 99%. I only have a few more seconds here. Once again, those who are on the air, I want to thank you so much for listening and tuning in. Let me know that somebody's there listening to what I'm saying, you know, that somebody's getting the message. And that gives me a Kool-Aid smile when I see the board light up, you know, and all the lines are full. That gives me a Kool-Aid smile, you know, and I appreciate that. And I'm glad that they're not working on shutting us down like they have been doing for the last few weeks, okay? But just remember, you are carrying power. There's nothing in the universe greater than you. There's nothing out there better than you. There's nothing out there wiser than you. All you have to do is begin to put the power to use. Now, I'm going to say this. I would like to say this on every show, but I don't. You were not created, okay? In the beginning, there was information, there was energy. You are made up out of that energy. You are made up out of source energy. You're not a creation, you are an extension of, which means that you're carrying the power of the universe. If you remember Roots when he lifted a little boy up, nothing greater than you than what's out there. And that's the message that we're. I only have about 10 seconds left, so I want to thank you again for chiming in. I appreciate it, and I love you very much, and I will see you next week. At the same time, barring nothing happening, which I don't think it will. So just remember, love is the act that make others feel good. Create acts that make others feel good, and that will come back to you through action and reaction. Peace.